You are listening to the Intuitive Healing Connection, where intuitive healing connects with everyday living. Hi, my name is Gina Stroll, and I am your host. I am best known as the down-to-earth energy healer that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. I walk my clients through the healing process so they can find freedom from their emotional pain, heal from their past, and find peace and joy again. If you are interested in healing your emotional past, tapping into your spiritual side to receive your own answers, finding your own clarity, and discovering your own spiritual truths, then you are in the right place. I am here to lead the way and to help you discover your own intuitive healing connection. And welcome. I'm so excited to kind of be back in the land of the living. I've had some knee surgery right after Christmas at the time whenever you listen to this. Who knows when you listen to this, but here it is, 2024. We're into February now. I feel like I kind of missed the first month of this year, but I'm super excited to be back. And I actually recorded a really cool episode this morning with a guest that you're going to see here really soon. I don't know if it's going to become before or after this one, but I'm super excited about that. And it got me thinking I need to go actually record this podcast to go hand in hand with that one. Because today what I want to talk about is healing our physical body, healing our physical health, and how important it is in this all-around picture of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Because all of them are so important. And if we don't bring them all together, it causes so many issues along the way. And you can't go and do emotional healing and not do your physical healing. It just doesn't work that way. And I know for me, when I first started working on this, it was all about emotions. It was all about emotions. I thought if I just healed my emotions, I would get everything else under control. And part of it did work. A lot of it did work that way. I feel like it kept me at a place where I was healthy for a long time, but then it got to the point where some of my physical issues got to the point where they were just kind of out of control. And I think what brought this all up for me is really manifesting my physical health. And I, last year at this time, it was actually in January of 2023, I created a vision board with my VIP students, and or in one of the classes that I was doing, we created a vision board. And in that board, I put on there my physical health, that I really wanted to get it figured out this last year and really get things under control. And I didn't know what that looked like. I had a lot of medical trauma, being told that I just needed to get over it. I just needed to exercise more. I had quite a bit of weight to lose. I have had a thyroid issue for many, many years, and 22 to be exact. And it's probably been longer than that, because I think I pretty much had it probably my whole adult life. But, you know, I had a lot of medical trauma around people telling me there was nothing wrong. I just needed to exercise more. I just needed to eat better. I just needed to get more rest. I just needed, you're a mom, you should be tired. You know, there were so many things wrapped up in that, but it was getting to the point all these years later. Most of you who know, you know, I had my thyroid taken out in 2015. They found some cancer then, and we just took the whole thing out. I had so many issues going on with it. Looking back, if you've watched my other podcasts on that, I would totally do that different these days, but that's, you know, it's a little late for that. But the thing that I've realized is it's still very manageable, even though I've made that decision, and I've only realized that in this past year. And I know I have pretty much lost hope in being able to ever, you know, live the kind of physical life that I wanted to live. It just didn't feel possible for me. It seemed like it was so far-fetched. Well, I remember making a promise to myself a year and a month ago that I was really going to get it under control. And it was just about a week ago. Now, yes, I've had knee surgery. I've been down. I was in a biking accident. So that's been a whole other issue. And I totally messed up my knee I went to another doctor actually who told me I just needed physical therapy and I would be fine. That was not the case. Finally went and saw another doctor who said, yeah, you need to get this all fixed. There's no way that this is all going to heal. There was so much damage in there. I'd fractured my femur and my kneecap. I had tore my ACL, my MCL, you name it. It was all demolished. Like there was no way. But anyway, why I've been down is when I've actually lost the most weight. And it's been really interesting because if you listen to medical professionals tell you, you got to move more, eat less, do all these things. And I have lost the majority of my weight sitting on my butt in my recliner, breaking all the rules, doing all the things. Because when we realize what's going on and get our thyroid or get these issues under control, get our mental health in check, do our emotional healing, when all of these kind of round together, things just kind of work themselves out. And I realized this when I was in my closet. I was cleaning out my closet with all the clothes that are too big now. I got tired of wearing all these clothes that are just draping over me. And I thought, you know what, that's it. I'm going to clean out my closet. I'm going to buy some new clothes. And that's exactly what I did. And as I was stumbling through my closet, peg legging it, because I'm in this big old knee brace, I started crying. And I said, holy shit, I did it. I freaking did it. I got the answers that I needed. I did what I needed to do, and I have manifested my physical health. Now, is it still a work in progress? Yes, but I'm to the point where I had cleaned out my closet. That's a phenomenal place to be. You know, when you've lost enough weight that your clothes are draping off of you, that's a phenomenal place to be. I realized I'm feeling better than I have felt in a very long time. I realized I'm doing things differently because I feel better because I'm doing things differently. Like it all just is working together for me. But I believe it was that one key moment when I decided, you know what, this is it. And this is the year. I'm not going to let people bully me around anymore. I'm not going to be pushed around. I'm not going to be given no for an answer. But it was also in that moment when I decided that the universe started working with me, because it was in that very moment that I've had so many key people come into my life who understood my complex thyroid condition, who understood what I needed to do to get it in check, who understood the steps that I needed to take and the medication that I needed to be taking, because I do need to replace that. A lot of people say, well, you can just get off that. No, we need to have that. That's an important part of our lives. We need to have that. If our bodies are not making it, you know, our thyroid is like the motherboard in our computer. And if that thing shuts down, everything shuts down, you know, and it was in that moment that I decided that the universe just started putting people and things and ideas and really the next steps that I needed to take to get where I needed to go. And that's been the amazing part about this whole process. But we all have to make that decision. If you're somebody out there who is struggling, gosh, if you have a thyroid condition, reach out to me. You're going to love these next few episodes, because I've actually brought in the PA, the thyroid specialist that I have used this last year. I have signed my kids up because three out of my four kids have thyroid conditions, and have really just gotten to know her and been working with her and her staff. And it's amazing when you get people on your team who know what the hell they're talking about, how things change. Because I'm going to say it again, we have to work all together in all the parts of our lives in order to get total healing. And I believe in this 100%. I don't believe in putting band-aids on anything. I want to get to the root of it. I want to realize why is this happening? What's going on? And what can we do to correct the root? Not all of the little pieces out there that are, you know, all the little nitpicky things, really getting to the root of the issue and fixing it from there. And it's just been very interesting to realize this last year that we can manifest our healthiest lives. Even if you think you're on your deathbed and there is no hope for you, we absolutely can manifest the things that we want, the things that we desire in our life. And the minute that we decide that that's what we want to do, the minute that we decide that's where we're going, that's the minute the universe says, I gotcha. I hear you. You need to talk to this person. You need to see this person. You need to do all these things. Because the other thing that I've been doing is very deep emotional healing for myself as well this past year. This hasn't just been about my physical health. because they all go together hand in hand. And I've been working with a healer even deeper than I've ever done before this past year, because what happens is we get to the point where we have to peel away deeper layers. And I've been doing healing work a long time. We're getting down to some deep stuff, some deep-seated stuff. And I needed some more support for that. And so I did. I sought out, asked the universe to send me someone, and lo and behold, this lady shows up and here we are. And maybe we'll get her on for a podcast too, because I think she would do a great podcast as well. But we have to get to the point where we realize that we're done, that we've had enough, and that it's time to make a change. And that's when we really start manifesting the type of life that we want. You know, the one thing that I've realized this past year with getting all of these areas in my life in order, the one thing that I've realized is it hasn't been easy. I won't lie. It hasn't been easy. But the one thing that I've realized that as I get all these pieces together and I bring them all together, it's like putting a puzzle together. And as I've put in these last pieces of healing for myself, and I won't call it the end of the puzzle because we're not there yet, but I will call it a big portion of my puzzle has gotten put together this past year, because that's how I feel about the healing work that I've done. And I realize that even though it hasn't been easy, as I have brought all these parts together, it has benefited my life so much. You know, getting my physical health under control, not being so tired all the time, being able to drop the weight that I have carried this whole time that I haven't seemed to be able to get off no matter what I did, really letting go of the trauma of hearing from all these people that I couldn't do it and that, you know, I just got to change all these things and, you know, not really addressing the root of the issue, putting band-aids on everything else and making that seem like that was your issue, you know, really dealing with all of those things and then doing my emotional healing along the way, really working on my mental health, bringing in this aspect of happiness and joy and manifesting the best life that I can. It's when we bring all of those pieces together that we get our best outcome. And I'm here to tell you it's possible. It can seem so overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well, especially if you're in this state of overload. It just seems like too much. We do one thing at a time, though. We don't do them all. I haven't done all those at the same time. You know, I've done the emotional healing, then I've brought in other aspects, then I started working on my physical health, then we started working on those things. The thing, too, that I have noticed is I have worked on the physical issues. The emotional issues have come up and healed themselves. As I worked on things in my life and other areas, it seems like it rolls over into these other areas of my life, my spirituality, all these areas, and helps heal all of those areas so they can come together in this beautiful, magical accordion is the word that I want to say, like all working together and really bringing in the best parts of our lives. This is how we truly heal. This is how we deeply heal. This is how we do this healing work. And releasing those emotions, allowing that physical body to start healing itself is phenomenal. Working on our physical issues. What do you have going on in your life? What do you need to, you know, what are you going to the doctors? What are they telling you is your issues, so to speak? And how can you work? I work with a lot of people every day who have back pain, who have physical symptoms going on. We do the emotional healing behind it. And so that they can heal from their issues that are going on the outside, because they're all connected. They're all interconnected. Anytime we're having physical issues going on, it's information from the body letting you know that you've got some work to do or some things you need to work through so that your body can heal itself. These bodies want to heal. They want to heal. They absolutely have always wanted to heal. It's whether or not you're willing to open up the space and allow that to happen. I believe this so firmly, deeply in my soul. They're all interconnected. They're all together. They're all there for us to look at. And I know for some of you, if you're just beginning, don't get overwhelmed. You don't need to be overwhelmed. You don't have to go to this place of, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get there, because that simply isn't the truth. I've had people ask me this last year, what have you done to heal? What are your healing steps? And when I tell them, they get overwhelmed because they think I did it all at once. The truth is that just simply isn't true. I took one step at a time, took my next best step, followed my guidance, asked my guidance team where I needed to go, what I needed to do. People started showing up. I started trusting them, working with them, taking the next steps, doing the things that I needed to do so that I could get there. And this is a year-long process for me. It's actually been a lot longer than that if you look at all the years before and all the struggle. I just didn't have all the pieces yet. I didn't have all the answers that I needed. And so we have to take it one step at a time. we have to really start. What is your next big step? What do you need to do? You know, part of this process has been realizing that the medical world, as I see it today, was not going to ever give me the answers that I needed. And I needed someone else to help me with this part of my thyroid condition, because I had gone to doctor after doctor. I had had some really, really shitty doctors, and I'd had some really decent who tried to help me along the way, but they just don't know how. They didn't have the information that they needed to support me and what I needed for my healing purpose. They didn't know how to use the medication to help me. They didn't know how it all worked. And that's where it's amazing when we start trusting and opening up to the universe of people that they bring into your life, because I guarantee I wouldn't be here had I not brought in some other people on my team. And that's what we all need to do. Sometimes we have to look outside of conventional medicine to get the answers that we need. I'm a firm believer in this. Western medicine does not have all the answers. They just don't. You know, they're working off of old school, old ideas, old things. It takes them so long to come around to new stuff that by the time they do, it's outdated again. And this is one of the things this morning as we were recording, my guest mentioned that we, you know, Western medicine is great at diseases. It's not so good at preventing them. It's not so good at getting you to a place of really understanding the root cause and getting to the root source of what's going on and helping you heal from there, because that's where we need to go. Just like in emotional healing, we get to the root of the issue. Physical healing, we need to get to the root of the issue. What is going on? And then do the other work behind it, because it's not just about physical health or just about emotional health or just about going and getting your mental health under control. It's bringing them all together so that they can work for you, because that is where you're going to feel your best. That is where you're going to be able to release all this garbage and let go and really enjoy the life that you are meant to live here. And that is my purpose of this whole podcast today, is letting you know you need to bring all of these aspects into your life. We need to look at all of these aspects, the emotional part, the spiritual part, that mental healing that we need, and the physical healing as well. And we look at all those and we bring them all together in this beautiful little package, which creates the most beautiful life that you could ever even imagine living. And I know most of you are probably saying, I don't even know what that looks like. You know, I didn't know what it looks like before, but let me tell you what it feels like, because that's what I can give you. It feels free. It feels open. It feels like nobody's going to put me in a box ever again, because I know what I know. And I know that when I have my emotional freedom, when I have my spiritual freedom, when I got my mental freedom, and I have this capacity to think for myself and do the things that I want to do, we're no longer in the brain fog. We're no longer, you know, working through all of these. I feel open and free to make the decisions that I desire. I've done my mental health or my emotional health. I'm ready to let go of the people who are no longer serving me. That feels fabulous. I don't feel guilty about doing that any longer. I don't feel the shame of doing that any longer. I allow people to come in and I allow people to go out. I just allow my life to flow. I allow money to flow. I allow people to flow. I allow energy to flow. And all of it feels perfect for me. And that's what it can feel like for you too when you're in this space of freedom. And it is such a cool place to be in. And you can get there too. This isn't just a special Gina thing. This isn't just for special people. This is for all of us. We can get to that place where we don't feel like we have to be backed into the box anymore. We don't feel like we have to fit in, because you just don't care. That's the truth right there, is you just don't care about those kind of things anymore. In fact, you don't want to fit in, because you don't want to be like everyone else. You want to just be you. It's so much easier to step into our true authentic self than it ever is to pretend to be something that someone else wants you to be. That is exhausting work. That's an exhausting place to be. But when you can bring all of these things together and wrap it up in this beautiful package, this really is the gift of life. This is what I offer to people on a daily basis, really, this freedom, this place of freedom, this place of joy, because no matter what work you do, it's going to roll over and affect you in another area, which is a good thing. It is a fabulous thing. And then we can work through those things as well. And I can help you work through all of these different areas. you know, you still may need to seek out medical help, but maybe we can work on it together and get your intuitive suggestions on where you need to go and what you need to do there and how that works for you, what it looks like for you, because everybody is different. Everybody does things different. Everybody shows up different, and you should absolutely follow your own path. My path may not be for you, but there may be something there in the middle. Maybe you do some of the same things and work into other things or however that works for you. But it's really just learning to listen, learning to follow your guidance, learning to let go and allow your freedom to come in. So this is my message for you today. It's time to get healthy in all areas of your life. It's time to start bringing those all together. So what would my first steps for you be? Decide what the hell you want. Just like I did last year, what do I want? I'm ready to get my physical health under control. How do I want to do that? Well, I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to figure it out. And I'm going to start taking the steps. I'm going to start following the breadcrumbs. I'm going to start doing the things that I feel are best for me to get me where I want to go. And does it require patience? Yes, some days. Does it require trust? Absolutely. But we start doing it little by little. And all of these parts have to come together. And that's what you're working towards. So there is my message for you. Take a step today. What do you want? Where do you want to go? And what is your first step to get there? And we can do this in all areas of our lives. But don't forget, they all get together. They all roll up in a nice little package somewhere along the way. So I hope this has been helpful. I can't wait for you to hear our next few podcasts that are coming up. It's going to be fabulous. So I hope this has been helpful for you today. Reach out to me today if you want to know more. You want to start working together? Let's do this. I am here. I'm ready. I'm available. I've been where you're at, maybe for different reasons, but I've been there. I have felt the struggle. I know what the struggle feels like, and I also have gotten out of the struggle. And that's the part that is important. So thank you so much for listening today. I hope you have a fabulous day, and we will see you again on the next podcast. Bye-bye for now. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. I sincerely hope that you enjoyed this podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can reach out to me by email at GinaStroll@GinaStroll.com. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. You can also find the full podcast videos on my YouTube channel as Gina Stroll Intuitive Healing. If you are interested in working with me, or you would like more information about any of the healing programs that I offer, you can find that information on my website at GinaStroll.com. And of course, don't forget that sharing is caring. Share this podcast with a friend and help spread the healing energy around the world. Thank you for listening and joining me today, and I can't wait to connect up with you again.